Beneath a Frosty Moon by Rita Bradshaw, read by Julia Barry.
What if he tries to come in here when we're asleep? We wouldn't hear him. Yes, we would. That's why we've moved the chest of drawers in front of the door, isn't it? We'd know if he tried to sneak in.
Oh, I'm scared.
Well, don't let him see it, all right? That's what he wants, for people to be frightened of him.
Aren't you scared?
There was an infinitesimal pause. Then, as though to make up for it, the second voice was fierce in the darkness.
No, I'm not. He's just a bully. And you know what Dar always used to say about bullies? At heart, they're lily-livered cowards and you have to stand up to them.
Dar was talking about Linda Fox and her gang at school when he said that.
Well, it doesn't matter who it is. The principle is the same. Bullies like people to be scared of them, and that's that. You have to pretend you're not, however you might be feeling inside. It's the only way. Bullies threaten and carry on, but you have to stand up to them.
You stood up to Linda and her pals when Dar told you, and you didn't have any more trouble, did you?
There was a longer pause. Then the first voice came, small and trembling.
I wish I was like you. You're not scared of anything or anybody.
I don't know about that, but I do know that we have to stick together and look after the little ones and all, and everything will be all right. You trust me, don't you?
Aye, you know I do.
Well then, go to sleep now. Tomorrow's another day and everything always seems worse at night. We're together, that's the main...
The voice was cut off as footsteps sounded on the floorboards of the landing outside. They lay not daring to breathe for what seemed like minutes, but in reality was only seconds. Then the floorboards creaked as the footsteps walked away.
There, you see? What did I tell you? You've got nothing to worry about.
But the reassuring whisper shook a little.